Hi, this is Harry Bent, recording the Survive and Prosper on Monday, June 24th. The title of this is something like, you know, finally someone's rational, or finally a breath of fresh air. The BIS, that stands for Bank for International Settlements. They're located in Basel, Switzerland. So this is kind of like the central bank of central banks. They just released a kind of a report and statement to central banks around the world, warning them to stop. Now listen to this: stop retarding economies with loose monetary policies. What they're basically saying is the same thing we've been saying now for years: low rates and endless quantitative easing have bought some time after the crisis of 2008, but it has not been used well. We're not repairing balance sheets. We're not bringing about the appropriate labor and product and market reforms. And this is a recipe for failure. Now, here, the central bankers in Switzerland are saying this, finally. Again, somebody with some common sense here. They're saying central banks can't do more without compounding the risk they have already created. They said central banks must encourage needed adjustments rather than retard them with low rates and ever-increasing quantitative easing. I'm almost falling off my chair here. To hear somebody finally saying this. In other words, they're stressing we have to have reforms to enhance productivity and employment growth. Just what we're saying. We've got to pay down. We've got to restructure debt. Companies got to get more efficient. Banks have to write down loans so that it, you know, relieves consumers and businesses. Again, we've been saying this year after year after year, and nobody seems to listen or care. They're saying also households and businesses should complete, now note this, the difficult task of repairing balance sheets. And governments must step up efforts to balance their budgets. They're saying that all this low rates and endless QE has only fueled a false sense of comfort that reforms and deleveraging can be resolved later. Again, I'm falling off my chair again, exactly the way we see it. Cheap money, they say, makes it easier to borrow than save, easier to spend than tax, easier to stay the same, remain the same, than to change at this time when change is so necessary. So they're saying, you know, they're kind of applauding Ben Bernanke for being the first central banker to at least start talking about tapering, but they're saying tapering can't come soon enough. Boy, I love these guys. They're saying further quantitative easing becomes perilous, and the balance between benefits and cost is shifting increasingly. Now, here's the most important thing, and I just really love this. They say monetary stimulus cannot provide the answer, as it's not the root of the problem. It's not monetary problem. It's a problem, as we've been saying for years now, excessive debt ratio, slowing demographics. These are long-term structural problems. They should not be attacked or try to be solved with short-term monetary stimulus. QE is for emergencies, like in Japan. They get hit by a tsunami. You don't want the whole financial system to melt down because of a sudden, geological event. So you bring liquidity in the system, or maybe, one major bank or one major hedge fund blows up, like Long-Term Capital Management in 1998. Okay, you bring in some liquidity short-term, so that doesn't mushroom into something bigger than these. But you don't fight long-term structural problems with endless short-term stimulus. So, again, they sum up by saying central banks must return to their stabilization role, allowing others to do the hard work of adjustment. So, again, they're saying this is difficult. It's hard work. I keep saying, why is everybody acting like austerity shouldn't happen? I mean, if you don't want a hangover, don't drink a bottle of bourbon. You know, we already drank the bottle of bourbon. Now we got the hangover, and everybody just wants a pill to cure it. They're saying it should be difficult. It is difficult. Austerity does work. A lot of economists say, no, austerity is not the solution because it only makes the economy worse. Of course it makes the damn economy worse in the short term. But it rebalances. It makes business more efficient. It deleverages debt. It brings us back into balance after a bubble brought us out of balance, and that's what we need to do. So, again, I can't applaud these people more, the BIS in Basel. My hat's off to you, but I know good and damn well nobody will probably listen.